I would like to call this town council meeting to order Thursday, February 14th at 7 p.m. Would the secretary please call the order and roll call, please?
Councilmember Michelson?
Here.
Councilmember Holton?
Here.
Councilmember Barker?
Here.
Councilmember Phillips?
Here.
And Mayor Dooley is excused.
Thank you. Will you all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like you all to excuse me tonight for two reasons. One, I wasn't really given a notice on this, and that's fine. I did text Mayor Dooley yesterday, and he did say if the roads were bad that he would not be here. And that became the case. And number two, I threw my back out today, so not good. So bear with me tonight. Thank you. I'd like to move on to the approval of the minutes for January 10th of 2019 and January 24th of 2019. Councilmember Holcomb.
I move that we approve the minutes for January 10th and January 24th council meeting minutes.
I second that.
It's been first and seconded to approve the council meeting minutes for January 10th, 2019 and January 24th, 2019. Is there any discussion? Councilmember Holcomb.
On the January 24th council minutes, everybody's public comments were out there, but Audrey's. You didn't put everything that was said during public comments on the 24th meeting. So I don't know if that was a mistake or...
If the council directs me to put them in, they're included as part of the attachment to the packet, but I'm happy to, if council wants that direction, I'll put them in.
Okay. Thank you.
Since this is a matter of public record, and since Audrey, our stated clerk, does a very thorough job in it, I would think that it would be to the best interest of the town that if she were to put to page 516 of the 24th meeting, Town Clerk Audrey Tribune addressed Council Members Michelson, Holcomb, and Barker regarding her concerns with Council Members Agenda 9C, 10D, 10E, and 10F that did directly or indirectly affect and relate to her. So if the council would like her to put those in, then I would say we not approve them until they put them in, and then approve them at the next meeting. Are you ready to vote?
That's what I would like. It is. So we need to withdraw the motion for January 24th meeting minutes and approve the January 10th.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. I think we need to retract. We're taking the early motion away.
I'll retract my motion and I make a motion that we approve the January 10th council meeting minutes.
Okay, is there a second on the retraction? And first and second in to retract the January 24th meeting minutes, but to allow the January 10th meeting minutes. There any public discussion? If there's not, I'll call for a vote. Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Barker? Barker? I think she said aye. Council President, Acting Mayor Michelson abstains. Thank you. Now we'd like to move on to the approval of the biweekly claims. Council Member Holcomb?
I move that we approve the biweekly claims.
Again, I'll second that. It's been first and seconded to approve the biweekly claims. Is there any discussion from the council on this? Council Member Barker?
Claim number 14965 for first
medical.
Yes. The defibrillator heart start. I wish that our chief was here.
But there were three IEDs that were purchased. One we actually already sold to Lost Trail Ski Patrol, but it was for IED or AEDs. I'm sorry.
No, for the defibrillator for the 2000. Okay.
Right. Those three defibrillators.
So those were sold.
One of them was.
I would like to ask about the item 14985 on page 4 of 9 and under the Visa card about the BD computer for $594.99, please.
Dennis's computer died. BD is building department. We had to replace Dennis's computer.
Okay, thank you. That is all I have. Is there any discussion from the public? If not, I'll call for the vote. Council Member Holcomb?
Aye.
Council Member Parker? Council Member Phillips?
Aye.
Council Member Michelson votes aye also. We'll move along to the financial report. April, please.
Will be installed in both of the front windows on Monday, since we're going to be closed. That would be the best time to do it, so it'd be least disruptive to the staff. But that was a part of that public safety upgrades that we included in the budget. The next step will be to start moving the police department from the back of the office to the front, so that they can be more of a presence when needed. That's it.
Is there any questions from council? Council Member Phillips?
Yes, I'm concerned about the 120 days past due.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing for collections on that? Do we employ a collection agency? Do we have liens on the properties?
No, what Denise does is when it gets into that 180 days, she sends out shutoff notices to people that get your payment within 10 days or we're shutting your water off.
Okay.
And that usually lights a fire under them, and we see that money in a real quick turnaround.
Okay.
So that's our process.
Yeah, I'm concerned, you know, I'm looking at 1231 and, mm-hmm. you know, last month, and they're pretty close to the same amounts.
They are, but they're different people because she sent out those notices, okay. And those old people came in, and so then it rolls forward. It's just a constant roll.
Okay, so we are actively pursuing collecting.
Yep,
okay.
And that's the nice thing about having implemented that cash receiving. It's freed up some of Denise's time to allow her to really work with these receivables, and we're sending out notices. She's sending out these yellow letters that nobody likes to get.
Okay, thank you.
Just a question about the police department moving. Are they going into the mayor's office?
Yeah, they're going to basically swap.
Okay. The only question is, I think it's great that they're going to be in the front, but the whole reason why they moved out of there, because we were hearing it was too small for them, so what changed?
Because we were able to get it into the budget, they're actually, and this was discussed quite a while ago. They're going to bump a little bit into the bay there where that bench is, and they'll build, expand, because there's a closet in there right now. I don't know if you know, if there's a closet. They're going to expand that closet, from what I understand. They'll expand that to make an office for the chief, and then they'll build another small office for an interview room, because right now they've got a little room back here. So they'll kind of mirror what they've got, and they'll put that up here, and then the building department and the mayor will be back.
Okay.
Where PD is now.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And that will all fall within that budget that we've set for this fiscal year.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Fellow council member Parker and I have been in talks with the rural fire department.
Okay.
And it has to do with the new lease agreement that's coming up here,
mm-hmm.
between the rural and the city fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if Bo Anderson had talked to Mayor Dewey yet about if they decided what stalls were being negotiated on, because when the talks were going on, Mayor Dewey had and Chief Motley had asked for stall 2, 3, and 4, and the rural fire board said that's fine, we'll give up, because there used to be 2 and 2,
mm-hmm.
and the rural fire board said that's fine, but if we give up on the way, we want more space, so we would like to ask for the first, which is this one here, that connects to the expansion of the police department. So I'm just wondering if they're aware of that, if Mayor Dewey told them that, or?
I'm not aware of any of those discussions, so if they've been held, I've not been a party to them, so I can't speak to that.
Okay.
I know that Chief Motley has been involved in the discussion about the expansion, and like I said, it won't go past, basically what's already there, it's going to be a wall instead of a counter.
It won't go past where the Bay Area comes in anyway?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Thank you, April.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have the Public Works Report. George Thomas, please.
Our water meter last month was around $4 million. We produced $13 million, and we have $9 million in loss. Some of that loss we have hopefully figured out. So there's a little less maybe this next time. We did our monthly and quarterly samples to the state on our chlorine. Well 4 had quit last month, and we've got gold, and we've got a new one in its place. Took a little over a week to get that taken care of. I worked with Kurt Boss on the water mapping, because we're close to getting the sewer done, so now we're starting on the water mapping. He had to go to Sitka, I think, they're doing the same thing there that we're doing here, and he's working with them there on the same type of project, so he's a very busy guy. We replaced 15 water meters last month, and those are the interpreters that the batteries are dying in. We've been working with Master Meter about exchanging cost-wise for the Master Meter interpreters, and being rid of the interpreters and using regular Master Meters and pulling out the badger bodies. I've got some prices on that I have to get to you guys. In the sewer, we have 6-man. We've been using our sludge press to press sludge. You know, this time of year we use it. In the summertime we use the drying beds to dry the sludge. State reports to the EPA, sludge report to the EPA. We've been plowing snow, we've been hauling snow. And Jack's last day was the 25th. He's now in Butte working for Silver Bow Sewer District. In our computer systems for all the logic that sends it to from the computer system from the equipment to the computer system in the office, we replaced all the backup batteries in those this last week. So. And that's about all I have. Yes.
Have we found a replacement for Jack yet?
Not yet. So we got openings out there for it. We've had a few people apply for it. But I've seen no one with a license. So I'll go through that process.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Any questions? Other questions? Any questions from the public to George? Thank you, George.
I just want to say thank you for keeping our roads plowed when the weather was so cold.
Yeah.
And keep them plowed for us.
You're welcome. We do our best we can.
And I would also like to thank you for sanding all the areas around town. Thank you, George. I don't see anybody here from the airport. Do you have an airport report tonight? Are there any guests in the room tonight? Not seeing any guests, I'll move on to correspondence. I have a letter here from Audrey Trippanese, the town clerk. Dear Mayor, Town Clerk, Town Council, and Stephenville citizens, at Council's meeting, January 24th, I spoke during public comment about several items on the Council agenda as they related directly or indirectly to me. I would like to clarify that any comments I made about Council spouses in reference to their comments on the town's social media sites were directly only to Councilmember Michelson and Barker's spouses. Additionally, after the January 24th meeting, several people reached out to me indicating that they contacted the City of Hamilton and were told that Hamilton does not have any residency requirements for employee, contrary to what was stated by Councilmember Michelson at the January 24th, 2019 meeting. Sincerely, Audrey Trippanese, Town Clerk. Okay, we'll move on to public comments. Public comments, as you well know, are open to anything related or non-related to tonight's agenda. And I would like to ask the public to be cordial in this matter. And with that, is there any people who don't appear to take public comments? No? Thank you. All right, we'll move on to unfinished business. The unfinished business tonight is discussion decision to rescind Resolution 11 to abolish the park board. This came up at the last meeting, and it never came to the floor for a vote. So I'm pretty sure that Councilmember Holcomb would like to open this up for discussion.
Well, like I said, on the last meeting is when I was on the park board, we barely met because we didn't have a quorum. Even when Mark Anderson was the president, we hardly met. The park board has only met twice last year. I don't think they met last month yet. And I was hoping I'd see someone from the park board maybe talk about on behalf of the park board, but there wasn't anybody on the 24th meeting or tonight's meeting. Well, except for Vicki Motley, she spoke a little bit. So, honestly, I mean, between Mark Anderson and Ray Smith being the president, we didn't have a park board meeting. We didn't have a park board for many, many months, and the council was able to do what they needed to do and make decisions. And so that's why I put it back on here, because the 24th meeting was a little crazy. So, and like Council Member Michelson said, that it never came up for a vote or anything. So I would make a motion that we rescind Resolution 11 to abolish the park board.
There's a motion on the floor to rescind Resolution 11 to abolish the park board. Is there a second in that motion? Council Member Barker?
Second the motion.
It's been first and seconded by Council Member Barker to rescind Resolution 11 to abolish the park board. Is there any further discussions from the council? Mr. Phillips?
Yes. Going through Montana Municipal Officers Handbook and talking about resolutions. A resolution can only be amended or repealed by a resolution. A resolution which amends another resolution should state the entire section be unamended. So what we're doing here, in trying to abolish this park board, this is a resolution. It should go through another resolution to do that, not the way we're doing it now. No, a resolution can only be amended or repealed by a resolution. You know, I think, let me see here, which one it is. Item 10A is such a resolution that is doing the very thing that we're trying to do with the park board. I looked on the website for Great Falls, and that's what they do, is they have a resolution to amend or repeal a resolution. So that is the, would be the proper way to do it.
I agree to disagree, Mr. Phillips. We've been through this for a few times in my tenure on the council. If the clerk or April would bring the resolution of the book out, you will see candidly that there is no resolutions to rescind resolutions. I was told by MMIA that that has to do with Morris County and commissions than it has to do with local town.
Okay. Well, here, you know, on the council commission procedures, you know, as part of Montana Municipal Officers Handbook, I don't have the whole book, I just brought select pages out of that, but it does specify and it gives exactly how a resolution is supposed to be written. And so it's very clear, you know, this is for city council, town council. Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Well, with that information, maybe we need to table three of our agenda or three of our items on the agenda until we can look into this, what was brought to us tonight.
Okay. So.
And then bring them up at a later date.
Okay, would you like to retract your earlier motion then?
I would like to retract my earlier motion and make a motion that we table unfinished business item A until we can look into what Councilmember Phillips brought to the table.
Is there a second on that? Councilmember Barker?
Second.
First and seconded on the motion to table discussion decision to rescind Resolution 11 to abolish the park board until we can get clarification on whether we have to rescind a resolution with another resolution. Is there any public comments on this? Mr. Moore.
My name is Joe Moore, 514 Central, and if I might direct this to Mr. Michelson, if I could find out what were the other new business items that Councilman Holcomb wanted to hold back.
New business on C and D, because they were both to be sent resolutions.
C and D?
Mm-hmm.
10D and 10C. Okay. On the one with the park board, I just wanted to add, and I'll probably come back again if we take it up. The idea would be that rather than get into general public comments, it was to come back and make sure that the statement that I made at the beginning of the last meeting was reinforced about taking the time during council meetings to do what is right for the town, what items that we're moving forward and what discussion we might be having on decisions we make are for a positive impact and a positive way forward on the town. With regard to the park board, I mean, I've sat through the park board one for a number of months. The idea of rescinding until next month, fine, I can listen to it again. I think we can all kind of take another notice at it. I would remind everybody that on the webpage of the town, right in the new webpage, it talks about the park board being Parks and Recreation being a part of the importance and the vitality of this town. I'd also point out that on, and I'll bring it up again when I come back next month, but I'm not sure which council member serves as the park board representative, Mr. Maxson.
I think it's Councilmember Barker.
One of the things that came up at the last meeting was, I think I suggested it, but it might have been mentioned that there be some flexibility. It says in resolution number 11 that was voted on back in 75, the last paragraph, that the Stevensville Town Council shall from time to time, you can interpret that any way you want, provide in writing guidelines to the park advisory board, setting forth the powers and duties of the board. So what I said the last meeting was that one of the things about keeping the park board in as a function of the town, even if you didn't have the regular meetings like planning and zoning has 4 a year, and I don't know what the airport has, but the idea to keep the board in a flexible motion would be very important for the town. You can always call the meetings up when you need to. If you have a council person that is the chair, rather than have somebody else who is the chair, and the last time we talked, I thought it was difficult to get people on the board. The two past presidents are not no longer participating. My point would be just to keep the park board going, even if it's in a skeletal fashion, because of its vitality and the importance it plays. And there will be issues that will come up, and it would be nice to have that resource available for you to say, well, I have one or two people who can activate that council committee and get it going. So that's my input on that. Again, it's just a matter of trying to give some positive shake on some of the others, and I'll come back with the other ones next time.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Is there any other comments from the public? Any further comments from the council? With that, I'll ask for a vote. Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson votes aye. Thank you. We'll move on now to new business. Item number A, discussion decision to approve resolution number 435A, a resolution amending the wages and compensation of elected and appointed officers of all employees of the town of Stephenville for the fiscal year 2018 and 19, and establishing an effective wage date for wages and compensation. Their motion on the floor.
I would like to move that we suspend the council rules and bring, if it's okay with the council, to bring new business 10F before new business 10A, since I'm believing that would make the decision on A.
So you're asking the council to suspend council rules to bring item number F forward in front of item number A, because you believe that they are both coincidentally tied together, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second on that motion? Councilmember Barker.
Second motion.
It's been first and seconded by council members to suspend council rules and move item number F up to before item number A, since they are both coincidentally tied. And from reading this, I would say that if we approve the wages, then it wouldn't make much sense if we rescinded the approval of the mayor's employee reorganization plan. Is there any further comments from the council? Comments from the public on this? Mr. Moore.
My name is Joe Moore, South 14 Central. Again, this item here in particular, what I want to state in a positive vein is that of all the items that were mentioned in the agenda tonight, this is the only one that has a rationale that follows, which is part of what you were asking for at the last meeting, Mr. Michelson. And I, as an example, I think it's a really well done, written up example of a rationale for what I mean by that is this, if I could go back to the last one when we just talked about the park board, there's no reasoning behind just an opinion about why we shouldn't have a park board. So I'm giving my opinion as to why we have a park board. But the rationale that follows with this particular item is something that I think Mr. Michelson was talking about the last meeting, and I thought it was a really good example. I'm not exactly sure who wrote it, so I'd like to give credit to which council member presented it. I see that it's, I believe it's Michelson and Oakley. So one of the two needs recognition for doing a good job on that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to move item number D, or the last item number, F, to item number A. If there's no further discussion in the council and the public, go ahead, Joe.
Would you want to read that? I mean, don't you want to have an opinion? Don't you want to state why you're doing this? Isn't that the point?
Well, that's why I'm bringing this one up before.
This is F. That's why I'm
right.
I complimented you on the rationale, so the idea behind the discussion would be to read to us why we're doing it. Why do you want to do that?
Because...
Isn't that right? I'm sorry.
Because item number F was discussed at the last meeting, and the if we approve the wages tonight...
Oh, so you're taking them both back?
Oh, yeah, we're discussing both. We're just moving the wages ahead
of
the
We're just moving F above A.
Okay, I understood that. I guess I wasn't clear in mind. First of all, I was complimenting you on the rationale of the statement. There was no statement, there's really no statement of rationale for any of the other ones other than just an opinion. So my question was, if we're going to start talking about either one of those, is there another rationale that can be read to the public, or this is presented to the public to let them know what's going on? Because you're just saying, are we voting on this, or are we not voting on this? Do you agree, do you disagree? But nobody understands your rationale.
Well, we can't really talk about this until we agree,
I get it. Yeah, it wouldn't do much good to approve wages and then rescind the last one. And
I was just complimenting you on that.
Well, thank you.
If there isn't any further comments, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson votes aye. Okay, we'll move on down to the last item, which has now become the first item. Discussion decision, council reconsideration of the approval of the mayor's employee reorganization plan.
Now you can read that. Did you want to read that in as Mr. Moore asked?
That.
While we have it on there.
Yes. Council discussing decision. The mayor's employee reorganization plan, upon subsequent review, appears to be lacking in several areas. The mayor's reorganization plan eliminated the current building official and assigned these duties to the clerk without a complete review of the clerk's resume and qualifications that would normally occur during a hiring process. No supporting documentation was submitted by the mayor or the clerk to justify assigning these duties to the clerk, nor was this decision previously discussed with the planning department head, Dennis Monroe, nor were the potential changes discussed for the town attorney or the council prior to the council meeting on 1-10 of 2019. The town Stevensville Municipal Code 620 states the following. The town shall employ a certified building official. The mayor shall appoint and supervise the building official in the same manner as all other department heads and in conformance with the town's personnel manual. The clerk then, as the building official, becomes the department head, supervising the building inspector and three clerks. The clerk has made it clear that she cannot keep up with the work of the clerk and court clerk. How will she be able to deal with being a building official, which often requires a significant amount of time reviewing plans and calculating fees? In addition to that, it requires field work, which there seems to be not many in qualifications to do that work. Having a clerk be a both building official and zoning administrator concentrates too much authority in one person. The zoning administrator has many duties, including plan review of all building permits, but also to review all business licenses. The plan would circumvent the checks and balances of the building official and zoning administrator being two different individuals. The mayor only serves as zoning administrator, while never intended that the clerk hold a position. Well, there is not a zoning administrator, just as the mayor is the airport manager when there is no airport manager. It was never intended that the clerk hold a position of supervision or that of department head. The clerk has many essential duties that require the clerk's attention. The mayor's employee reorganization plan also appears to have eliminated the cemetery sexton. This plan does not appear to have taken into account the needs of the cemetery sexton and all the work that the sexton actually does, including maintenance of the town's records, assistance to give markers, grave markers, excuse me, plot locations, etc. Additionally, budget requirements need to be discussed regarding the training and certification of the deputy clerk positions that have been created under this reorganization plan. Nor has a timeline been established for a certification of these employees under the plan. It is presumed that the deputy clerk will fill in for the clerk, which means the deputy clerk needs to be enter a 3-year certification program. The reorganization will require the clerk who is not presently certified in Montana, a deputy clerk who has not been certified in Montana, and a court clerk, all to attend various certification programs. I suggest and move the approval of the mayor's employee reorganization plan be rescinded. I would like to say that upon further review, I had called, I believe her name was Brenda from Superior this morning, and I was pretty sure that was a 3-year program to be certified between the clerk and the treasurer's office. And I sent an email out to all members of the staff and the council. And Audrey also sent an email to Brenda clarifying that it is not mandatory to do a, used to be a 3, but now is a 4-year program for clerks and treasurers. It is highly recommended, but is not in a the Montana Anonymated Code Book. It's just in the Montana League of Cities, Treasurers, and Clerks. And with that being said, I will have to side with Audrey and April on this matter. I mean, Audrey, excuse me, and Brenda, that even though it's highly recommended, it is not a mandatory thing that these clerks have to go to this 3-year training program. But many towns have ordinances and resolutions that put them in their job descriptions. So if this town wanted to, the town could make up a resolution and ordinance and changing the job descriptions of the clerks and treasuries, which would make it mandatory, that the town has that right. Not to say that we're going to do it, I'm just laying all the options out there. Audrey had them earlier today too, so just putting it on the record out there. As far as building official, I called the state yesterday, and you all got copies of this. And I had a good discussion with Dennis Monroe this morning, and these are cut and dried. If you look at the staff qualifications, they're pretty intensive. City, town, building, they have to have be a mechanical inspector, they have to be certified in electrical, plumbing, all this stuff, and they're very, very strict with these. Dennis felt that he has not resigned. He doesn't want to leave the town hanging. And upon the last meeting, that Audrey said that she was qualified to be the building official of the town. She knew the codes, etc. When I talked to Dennis Monroe and talked to Archie at the Montana Secretary of State office about this, she might have been licensed or might still be licensed in the state of Arizona, but she still has to pass the Montana board license. It's not international. The coding and stuff is international, but you still have to pass all these other requirements before you become a building official. Newly hired building inspectors, mechanical inspectors, and plan examiners who do not meet the certification standards listed above may conduct inspections with review plans if they obtain a necessary certification within 6 months of the date of hiring and are supervised in the intern by an appropriately certified personnel. And upon bringing that up to Dennis Monroe today, he said he had no problem if we could not find a building official, that was his understanding, then he had no problem staying on as long as it took Audrey to be qualified. So there are options out there. We don't have to rescind it because just of this. I'm just saying, these are the rules we have to go by. They're very strict. And to make an example, before Dennis Monroe was here, the town wasn't really up to snuff, and they had an electrical guy who had an electrical license permit only. It didn't have a plumber's license and all the other requirements to be a building official of a town, city, or local entity. And when the state found out, they came down and said, you have to take all those business building permit license and you have to pay that all back. And you have to basically put everything back in place. And if not, then we'll start fining you daily. So this, they're pretty strict with their standards in Helena. I just want to lay the rules out there. We haven't broken any. Everything is still in good. We can move forward with this or not. Depends on the council. But I would highly recommend that by moving forward that if doing the reorganization plan, that if the clerk wants to be the building official, then she also will have to be mentored by Dennis or somebody that is qualified in this area to be able to be qualified. And she'll probably have to be certified and take tests too. So, and with that, I'll open it up for discussion to the council. Councilmember Holcomb.
I also reached out to Dan Clark, and he sent me the same information that Brenda? Sent Councilmember Michelson, but he didn't make it sound like it was. He made it sound like it was mandatory. He sent me this and or sent me the application and said, this is the same thing that Brenda just sent you. So I was always under the understanding, as long as I sat at this table, that the clerks had to be certified within 3 years. So I believe that we should be putting it into the clerk's,
job description.
Job description, thank you.
And put it into a resolution,
yes,
and ordinance?
Yes. Because, I mean, I think the classes are awesome. The schooling is awesome. You learn a lot at it. I mean, I've been to their training every year since I've been here, and you learn something new every year. Something's always changing. So I think it's good for them to have to, that they go and get certified.
Any other questions from
Mr. Michelson?
Mr. Phillips?
Councilmember Holcomb was saying, no, she's gone to these. It might be wise to include the council members for training, because I'm a new member of the council. I don't know what I'm doing totally, you know, and it would be nice, you know, to have some training. My sister over in Oregon, she just put in as council member over there, and she was elected in November. To the month of November and December, she went to training before she was sworn in. So it would be nice, you know, if clerks or whoever have this training available, and, you know, it would be mandatory if you come in to do that. That would be great.
Just
Councilmember Holt.
To what Councilmember Phillips was talking, I remember 1 year I went, and they would like to see the council members come every year. Because, like I said, there's always something new you're learning. And I've been in a couple of the classes with the clerks, and some of the stuff I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. So, and also to go with this, when we had passed this at the one meeting, I was under the understanding that everybody was was okay with this and everybody knew about it. And then after it passed, I found out that, no, not everybody knew about it and was not okay with it. So I was a little upset when I found that out.
Are you talking to staff?
Dean Weitz didn't know. And Dennis Monroe.
Any other questions from the council?
This item here, I was questioning on the cemetery sexton. Mr. Weissen was doing that for a number of years. I know I've talked to him, you know, and he did an excellent job of keeping track of things. And so, you know, what's our proposal? Where do we go from here with the sexton? You know,
It is my understanding that that has been turned over to utility building clerk, which would be Denise Philly, if I'm correct, Audrey?
That is correct.
That is correct, okay.
So she is now the acting cemetery sexton?
Okay.
Also, I'd like to add that it is my opinion that I did have a discussion with Mayor Dewey on this, and I told him that I would like to bring this back up, not to completely get rid of it, but when we were going to put the cameras up, it's a good example, I got a phone call in the afternoon from Mayor Dewey and Clerk Tribunese asking me to go to a cow meeting and instead of putting it on the agenda right away to discuss everything so we could iron all this out, get all this stuff out of the way, because this is probably one of the biggest reorganization plans that this town's ever had. So I would like to see, not to just go away, I would like to rescind this for now and take it to a cow meeting, committee of the whole, and have it discussed amongst the council and the staff. And Dennis Monroe said that if he brings it to a cow meeting, he would like to come here and discuss his viewpoints on this. Because he is going to be gone for 6 weeks. He's taking medical leave in March. And when he gets back, he would like to be part of this discussion. Because if we're going to do something to move the clerk over to a building official, and we can hire out, we can move all the parts and everything around to make everything work for everybody, I believe, if it would work for the council and the staff, because that's what really lies. I don't think we should just kill it. I would like to see us do it, but Mayor Dewey did agree that he felt it should go to a committee as a whole meeting also, and discuss it, bring it back, iron it all out, and bring it back before the council to move it forward with reorganization.
I think as part of that reorganization plan, I believe there was a court clerk involved. Has that clerk been hired yet?
I think it's under advertisement now.
Because that was part of this reorganization plan, was hiring the court clerk.
Well,
I've seen it advertised.
Right. I don't think it's been filled yet. April's not here. Maybe Audrey could answer that.
We conducted interviews yesterday, and the judge is getting ready to offer the selected candidate the position, but she's not going to offer it until she knows what council's going to do because she doesn't feel that. So give a job to someone and then have it pulled out back from them.
So that's something to consider. Yeah.
Councilmember Barker?
I guess some of the concerns that I had prior to were when we hired Audrey, that we hired her as a town clerk / court clerk. I guess if that's the case, we've taken that out of her job duty, then I believe that when we go back through and review the job descriptions, that needs to be rewritten as well in our job entitlements, how we have them in our policies. So that's something that be thinking about too, because obviously we're going to have to write a whole new job description for the court as well. I mean, we've gone through and we've described what we have, but that was when we hired Audrey. This was her position. So do keep that in mind too, that we're taking that out of her, giving her something else, but then we're also going to put another job, you know, possibly on her title as well. And that's another whole pay scale. So, something to think about.
Any other questions from the council? Is there any other questions from the public? Mr. Moore.
Joe Moore, 514 Central. Again, I have to start off by I would like to compliment you on having a discussion on this rationale. But I would also like to compliment you on the fact that we probably could have saved at least 20 minutes by just saying that we're going to put this in a cow meeting. Because there are a number of issues that we've discussed that would be more appropriate in a cow meeting that you as the council members directing this to Mr. Michelson, that you could have taken care of and we could have
kind of moved on with some other things. Okay, so again, another positive. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Is there any other comments from the public? Any further comments from the council? There is a motion on the floor to rescind the reorganization of the approval of the mayor's reorganization plan.
I don't think there was.
There is not one yet?
Motion.
Okay, there is a motion. And then I would like to change to make a motion that we rescind the reorganization of the approval of the mayor's employee reorganization plan. Excuse me. Okay. It's been brought up by fellow council member Barker that in order to do this correct, that we table this, and then at the next meeting, Mayor Dewey would bring it back up and take it before and take it to a cow meeting.
That's correct, but I don't think you can make that motion because you're sitting as the attorney.
Okay. You're probably correct. So I would have to take your motion into consideration. Would you like to make a motion on that? Councilmember Barker?
I'd like to make a motion that we move the mayor's employment reorganization plan and send it to a cow meeting instead of a vote tonight.
I'm not going to be able to get done on the recording. Sorry.
You can write it out.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that you would like to table this decision tonight and move it to a committee as whole meeting to sort all the details out and then bring it back up forward for a further agenda item for discussion and decision. Okay. Is there a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a first and we have a second. Is there any comments from council on this? Any further comments on the public on this? If none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Holton?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson votes aye. Thank you. Okay. We'll move on to item number B, discussion.
We have to go back to A.
Okay. A, excuse me. We'll move to item number A, discussion decision to approve the wages and compensation of elected and appointed officers and all employees of the town in Stevensville for fiscal year 2018-19 and establishing an effective date for wages and compensation. So since we have tabled item number F and moved it to ahead of item number A, I would like to also table item number A until item number F has been thoroughly discussed at a committee of the whole meeting and then brought back forward to the council for decision. And then upon doing that, then we could properly move to discuss the wages that go along with this and the other employees.
I'll second it.
It's been first and seconded to do this. Is there any discussion from the council? Any discussion from the public? With none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Michael votes aye. Thank you. We will move on to discussion decision to update ordinance number 156 for special event permits. I believe this is one of your agenda items. Councilmember Holcomb?
Oh, The only reason why I brought this up is I think we need to talk about updating ordinance 156 to bring these back to the council for approval, only because there's been a couple that have not been, I had brought it up why we didn't see the one for the Scarecrow Festival and the one for the Parade of Lights, because I know there's over 1,000 people that show up at those. I've done the Parade of Lights for many years, I know. But neither one of them came to us, so when I asked the question, why didn't they come? Well, they had marked that it was under 1,000. And because it was under 1,000, it doesn't have to come to the council for approval. So I'm just actually just wondering if how you all feel. Should we have a council meeting to update or the ordinance of 156? I mean, I just don't want nothing. I mean, we have never not approved a special or a event, but. I mean, I would just like to see them come back to the council so we can discuss and make sure that in was, you know, that everything is kosher.
Any other council members? Mr. Phillips?
You know, I'm not sure what we'd be changing on there. Go back to the Montana Municipal Officers Handbook on ordinances. Ordinances are laws of the city and town and must be read twice at two meetings.
Right.
So we need to take that into consideration.
So what I'm hearing is pretty much mandatory to take it to a committee as a whole meeting, at least once or twice before we get rid of the ordinance.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll just have to wait till Mayor Dewey gets back and we'll just set it, have a set date.
Okay. So would you like to make a motion to that effect?
Well, we're taking everything. I would like to make a motion that we table updating ordinance 156 until our Mayor Dewey gets back, and we have a council whole meeting to just maybe make some changes.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
It's been first and seconded to bring item number B to update the ordinance number 156 to a special events permit, to take it to a committee of whole meeting, not once, but probably twice, under from what Mr. Phillips has just read, and then bring it back up for discussion and a further discussion decision whether we want to keep it or eliminate it. Any other comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Mr. Moore.
Because it's tabled, it's fine. My name is Joe Moore, 514 Central. My question would be, again, going through the rationale, Councilman Michelson, what are we looking at? It can go to a committee of the whole, that's fine. But to bring it up as an agenda item for tonight, I couldn't understand what the changes would be, other than maybe adding specific events to the ordinance.
Actually, would take out if the special event application is approved by all departments and the event involves less than 100,000 participants, it may be forwarded to the mayor for a final approval, which it doesn't come in front of us.
Okay.
And I know a couple of these events, I know there was over 1,000 people, but because they're not putting that there's 1,000 people, it's not coming in front of us.
Okay. So my point is, I can understand that. I was looking at that today and I was thinking to myself what special events would need to be changed. And obviously the number of people that come would vary depending on weather and other conditions that might affect that. But again, the rationale that would precede this, that would give us an opportunity to understand what you were looking for a change, would help facilitate timing and whether or not you could move quickly to a COW meeting or have this as an agenda item, that's all.
Thank you, Joe. And to be fair to Mayor Dewey, I don't, a committee as a whole meeting is one meeting that he does, the only meeting that he does not have authority to schedule. That is the council's decision.
Sure.
But since we, I don't feel right on, we've got so much stuff going on in committee and whole meetings, I think we've got one or two that are coming up. I think that to be fair to Mayor Dewey, he could work that out with clerk. They're more up on that and the time zones. and that way we could bring it back for discussion once it's Mayor Dewey talks, discusses it.
I applaud that comment, Councilman Markison. My whole point tonight was to say that many of the agenda items that come up are things that can be dealt with that way to facilitate moving more positively with the town. The very thing that you said is exactly what we should be doing on a regular basis to move the town forward.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Is there any further comments from the public? Victoria?
Victoria Howell, 609 Middleburn Court. A difference of opinion about what Mr. Moore said. Something as simple as this, I don't think it really would require a Cal meeting. Robin's pretty clear about what she'd like to recommend the change be, which would be to say that all special event permits would come before the council. That's how you would make the change, and I don't know that you really need a Cal meeting to go all through that.
I'm with you on that. I'm trying to get them to understand.
Okay. So what you could do then is you could, bring forward as an agenda item a change. However, you still, because it's an ordinance, mm-hmm. then you would have to do the public hearing, which is not a Cal meeting. That's the advertised meeting that you have the official public comment. So anyway, it's just to avoid an extra meeting for a really simple agenda item. It seems like you don't really need a Cal meeting for this particular item.
Mr. Moore?
And I agree with Ms. Howell. My point was to commend on what you said about having a discussion about the item rather than even having to. A lot of these things can be done in that discussion that you just brought up before a meeting or before the item is put up as an agenda item, just to save us time.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is you, from Victoria, instead of doing a committee of the whole meeting, to do it by what Mr. Phillips had said earlier about taking it to public hearing?
That's correct.
Twice?
That's correct. It says here, I'll reread this, ordinance are the laws of the city, town, and must be read twice, two meetings. If approved, the ordinance will become effective 30 days after the second reading. The ordinance are usually developed by the city attorney, but may be prepared by the clerk for review by the attorney before presentation to the council for adoption. So it's fairly clear what specifies here.
Okay. Do you have a motion on the floor?
Well, we have a motion. There's a motion. It's the first and the second on the Cal.
Okay, do you want to retract that or continue forward with the Cal meeting?
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Since you said that you have some other Cal meetings coming up, you could add this as an item and just cover it there. But, yeah, just discuss it among other items at the Cal meeting. Mm-hmm. So you don't need another Cal meeting for something, but you can certainly discuss it at one of your Cal meetings if you notice it.
Piggybacking on what you said and what you said, if you were just changing some of the wording, that's all that would involve. So if it's a Cal meeting, the first public notice, you wouldn't have to go through a lot of discussion. Mm-hmm. You're only adding two changes to the way it's written.
So what I'm getting at is no matter what happens, if we take it to a committee of the whole meeting, change the language on this, we would still have to take it.
You are. That's what you would do. You take it there already. You have the changes and take it to the county.
That's what I'm saying. Take it to the county and then bring it
back
for discussion and to a public hearing. That's the proper way. Okay. Got a motion on that?
It's already been motioned.
Okay, and seconded?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No further comments from the council? Or from the public? Not seeing any, I'll call for a vote. Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson votes aye. We have tabled item C to rescind resolution 363, item D to rescind resolution 281A until we can get clarification on whether we have to rescind a resolution with another resolution. These have been tabled. They will be brought up for further review at a later date. And with that, I'll move on to item E, discussion decision on updating the town's Stephenville purchasing policy.
This will probably be one of those that we tabled for a town meeting. Again, I apologize. I mean, I just thought we would just bring these up. I should never even put a decision that we would just discuss on how we want to move forward on some of these items. Because I know a couple things are not happening now that I would like them to be followed up on, and we may need to do some changes to our purchasing policy. So, I don't know how everybody thinks, or would. That's what I brought. That's why I brought it forward. I wanted to hear what the other council members had to say, or how what they thought about the purchasing policy.
I think this, upon reading this, is quite intensive. This, I think, is something, again, a lot of cows in the room tonight. Excuse me.
Yeah, there is.
But if we're going to make a change in the purchasing policy, we're going to have to know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of numbers here. We need to know the amounts, what it takes, credit card. I mean, there's so much in here that we'd almost have to have Treasurer April here to mm-hmm. discuss a lot of this.
Yep.
So I would say that we probably want to table this.
No, and then I'll just make a motion we table this.
Until we can bring it back, and April can be here and discuss a lot of these issues, and mm-hmm. if we have to take it to a committee as a whole meeting, because, excuse me?
No, there's no reason that we can't discuss what you were talking about. We don't have to make a decision.
No.
But we can discuss what changes need to come of that.
Okay.
And that's why I brought it. I would like to hear, because, you know, reading this, I mean, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
There's been a couple things where even though we had budgeted the money for something, even in this, it says we still have to have three bids and it brought to the council for approval, and it hasn't happened in a year or a couple years. And I think even when Mayor Mimak and even when he was the mayor, if we had three bids, it came to us to approve. We approved who was going to make that job. And we haven't been getting that. So I would like for this to be updated on that and make sure that it's being followed.
And I would like to also add a couple of comments to that. My first month on the council with fellow council member Barker was here. Mayor Ludington was the acting mayor at the time, I believe. And Mayor Motley, our chief, fired Jeff Motley, came forward with a discussion to have the council approve a ladder truck. And of course, Stacy and I were new to the council. We were rookies. We didn't know what the heck was going on. And we approved that. And this was after the fact that Mr. Motley had went down to Columbus, I believe, purchased the ladder truck, said it was on its way up here. And by doing that, he pretty much puts the hamstrings on a council. You know, it's pretty hard once that's going on for a council to say, no, you got to turn around the truck and take it back to Columbus. Well, that's a clear, pretty much a violation of the purchasing policy agreement amongst a couple other things into council approval before you could do big, big ticket items like this. And it has gotten to the point where last fall is another example, and I'm not picking on Mr. Motley at all, but he came forward and had purchased about $6,500 worth of tires for a pumper truck. And upon doing that, he had already purchased it and brought that forward to the council for approval, when the proper way should have been, he should have came to the council first. And I understand in situations sometimes you can't get a council to get every approval on everything. You have to use common sense and good judgment. So you buy these things, and then you say, you know what, it's an emergency, I needed it, came before the council, and then the council would take it into consideration and most likely approve it. But to put tires on things and other things, and it just isn't Motley, there's other issues out there, then, in my opinion, we're violating the policy here where it specifically states that these items should come before the council first, before approval, before they go out and buy these things, instead of buying them first and then bring them to the council for approval. Then that pretty much, it hamstrings the council. Because how can the council say, no, you know, we're not going to pay for it. And the council has a right to do that. But I don't think it's fair to the town. I don't think it's fair to a department head. I think if we got back into the process again of having department heads come to the council before they buy big ticket items and get approval or non-approval, and then we can move forward that way. I think you can all see my sense that it's being like putting things on a credit card that you haven't paid for, and then you ask your dad for approval. It doesn't work. It's not good common practice, in my opinion. And this has been going on, like I said, Ludington, it went on with Mayor Cruz, and now we're seeing it again with Mayor Dewey. And on a council standpoint, I think it's time to change within this policy. Mr. Thomas.
One of the things with us getting bids is we'll get the bids May, June. Then you don't approve the budget until August, November, whatever. Well, these people that gave us those bids were only good for 30 to 60 days. Now they're complaining because things have gone up in price. I think we need to get a bid, but then we've got to add a percent to that just in case things go up and we haven't approved the budget. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Moore?
I believe this item is Councilman Barker just asked for a discussion on this. It sounds like what you're talking about, rather than getting into specifics, is an updating and a reinforcing. And in that updating and reinforcing, it might be adding a bit of flexibility to some of the time constraints on your schedule. But again, I want to go back to the positive statement I made about the rationale to be able to facilitate this at a discussion like this. Those are great things that you're saying, great opportunities to move forward, but they can be done before we have this meeting so that you can, for us, for the benefit of the town, we can see where your thinking is coming from right ahead of it. And we can get to the items real fast. George's point is well taken, though. There needs to be some flexibility in that purchasing of things, in that policy.
Any other comments from the public? Comments from the council, Mr. Phillips?
In regard to that, you know, the council can have special meetings. If there's something out of bid or something like George was saying, you know, and it's due in so many days, the council can call for a special meeting.
Mm-hmm. And we have.
Yeah.
And we have, yes. That's a good point. So, it's been...
Just discussion.
End of discussion.
Mm-hmm. Something I think we just need to really think about, and maybe down the road call a cow meeting and have it just and go through it all and see what needs to be changed and what could be left alone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilmember Robinson?
Yes.
Councilmember Holcomb moved to table this. Then you had discussion. You didn't have a second on our motion.
Is there a second from the council? to table this?
Oh, I'll second that.
It's been seconded by Councilmember Phillips.
Parker had something to say.
Excuse me.
I just wanted to thank Joe for his comments. It helps, you know, to be able to know what the public wants as well.
Thank you, Joe. Okay, it's been first and seconded to table this discussion until we can bring it back up, make the changes we need to, and to move on with the Stephenville purchasing policy. With that, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Holtman?
Aye.
Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson votes aye. We'll move on to the executive report. I have none tonight, obviously. So I'll move on to town council comments. There are no town, excuse me. Councilmember Phillips?
I just came to my attention today, the path out to the River Park Way. Mr. Ed Sutherland has been plowing that for us. I walked out there the other day and there was that much snow on it and it's hard to get through. Well, Mr. Ed, he came through and plowed it all out for us. So I'd like to thank him publicly for doing that on behalf of the town.
He was sent a thank you card.
Would you? Okay.
Good.
And I had also had a discussion with Ed on that. I didn't know if, and I seen him doing that day out there. I didn't know if he, I know sometimes, correct me if I'm wrong, George, sometimes in the past the town has contacted somebody to do some stuff like that, whether it's...
We haven't contacted anyone, but, you know, we would do it, or there was a guy from the Forest Service that would bring his four-wheeler and do it, and it was kind of always done on a volunteer basis. Okay. We've done it a couple times with our Bobcat, with that new blade that we bought this year. Jack was doing it in January. And then Ed stepped up and said,
you
take care of it.
And that's what Ed had told me, that he was doing it voluntarily, just for the citizens of the town, just to stay active, even though he'd retired. So, with that, are there any other further council comments? Are there any board reports? Mm-hmm. Seeing that, I would ask the council for adjournment.
I just had a quick comment, Kathy Cook, once we got there, Kelly.
Go ahead.
I appreciate Mr. Sutherland doing that. I know I run a road association also, and sometimes I have members that want to plow our roads. And I'm assuming Mr. Sutherland has liability coverage, but that might be something also that the town looks into in the future, that they're receiving a certain amount of insurance from him, just to be covered in case something happens to either him or to somebody else. It's a good idea to have that coverage. And again, yes, I appreciate him doing it, just like I appreciate anybody on my roads trying to help out and stuff. But in this day and age, unfortunately, you have to cover your butt.
And that's a very good point. If Ed is volunteering for the town, maybe we should look into liability issues with him. If he were to run in or hit somebody on that pathway and hurt somebody, then is the town liable or Ed liable? Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah. And also, I didn't know if that bridge on the second little river that's broken now, I didn't know who's responsible. Is that the highways? That's the state's? Okay. I'm surprised nobody's put any pylons or markers up there. That really makes me nervous that the railing is broken out there. Mm-hmm. It's been like that for almost 2 weeks now, and there's still no caution tape, pylons, anything, especially at night. I don't know if a snowplow did it or somebody ran into it.
I think it was a car accident.
Yeah, so I would just like to see something on there, because if it's going to take a while for it to get fixed, that could be a mess if it gets slick right there and somebody goes through and down. So.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you.
With that, now I would ask for an adjournment from the council.
I move we adjourn.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. Is there a vote on it? Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Michaelson votes aye. The Thursday, February 14th meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.